I'd like to use this opportunity to make a correction on some of the teaching that I gave when I made the audio commentary on the book of Luke. I made this commentary in 1976 and 77. Now here, 10, 12 years later, I find that I have gained more knowledge and gotten more truth on some of the points that I didn't know about at the time I made that commentary. So I'd like to correct that. The subject that I want to discuss along this line has to do with the day of Jesus' crucifixion. When I taught the book of Luke back in 76 and 77, I believe that he was crucified on Friday and buried on Friday. And this is in accordance with all of the commentaries that I studied at the time. This was the general belief, and still is the general belief, of most Bible scholars that Jesus was crucified on a Friday. And the great problem that we have here is that he resurrected at the end of the Sabbath, which is approximately 24 hours or so later. And so it's most difficult to get 3 days and three nights out of that time span. And we have to really do some twisting of what the Bible says to actually make 3 days and three nights out of that period of time, that approximately 24-hour period. And the way that we reasoned about it when we taught it was that any portion of a day can be counted as the whole day. But still, even when we use that line of reasoning, we cannot get 3 days and three nights out of that 20-some-odd-hour period. After much later study on this, I have now concluded that he was not crucified on a Friday, but he was crucified and buried on a Wednesday. And I would like to show how that the Bible does seem to clearly teach this. And in order to show this, we'd like to ask and answer four questions. Number one, how long was he in the grave? Number two, when did he resurrect from the grave? Number three, when was he placed into the grave? And number four, did the day of preparation have to be a Friday? So let us first of all go to our first question. How long was he in the grave?